Greetings. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 14th, 2006. Today's message is titled Divine Design. The scripture text is from Psalm 104, verse 24.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Any reader who follows this series regularly over the years realizes that I enjoy both photography and nature. Nature is a loud and powerful testimony of God's creative design. If you go to the website today, www.dailyencouragement.net, you'll find a photo of the small nest I took in my backyard. I'm curious if you might recognize what type of nest it is. The declaration of the psalmist in today's scripture text is so verifiable. How many are your works, O Lord? I enjoy taking walks and observing God's works. Overhead now, I observe thousands of geese flying north in their typical V pattern. It's just a steady, noisy stream week after week during this season. This is just one tiny example of the reality that the earth is full of God's creatures. But the part of the verse that I especially want to focus on today proclaims, "In wisdom you made them all." The devil and his minions mock the biblical record of origins. Tearing away at this foundation has been a key part of Satan's plot in discrediting God and his plan. But God's wisdom in design is demonstrated all throughout His creation. We observe this divine design from the vast microcosm to the microcosm. Psalm 19, verse 1 declares, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands." When any part of the authority of the Bible is questioned, it so easily leads to a domino effect in our view of other scripture. That is why I'm very wary of any concessions regarding the authority of the Bible on any point. A major issue in which many feel they must concede is in regard to the biblical teachings concerning origins as taught in Genesis. But I declare today my steadfast belief that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. I believe in the divine designer.
Jesus, I'm so grateful for the four seasons that bring a fresh reminder of your marvelous and inimitable works throughout the universe. When the fresh spring rains fall to the earth, or the strong winds blow the trees and strew the leaves into the air, I'm mindful of your mighty power. Your works are so great and vast that in my lifetime I will see but only a fraction of your creative handiwork. In this unstable society, I can be assured that you set the earth on its foundation, and it can never be moved without your command. An additional note today. I'm reminded today of how much of this world I will never visit, or the creatures that God created that I will never see, no matter how long I live. When Stephen Astaire and I visited the New England Aquarium each summer when we lived in New England, I was in awe as I would see magnificent sea creatures that I never knew existed. It's absolutely astounding and even somewhat overwhelming to consider all the works of God's creation that are yet to be discovered in this life.
Amen. And that was a great time. I just read that in the last couple weeks they've discovered some type of creature somewhere over, I think, toward Australia that they thought was extinct or they never knew existed. And that's just one more evidence of the many, many creatures that God has created. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the south central part of Pennsylvania, in a very beautiful rural part of our country where we're getting blasted by spring winds today. Well, there are a number of additional resources on our website today, or if you do not come across this podcast on Tuesday the 13th of March, please go to the archive and these resources will be up. We have a couple audio resources that came to mind as we prepared the message. The song that we felt would reinforce is a great old hymn titled, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. And I found a wonderful a cappella online version, an individual I've never heard of. And it's recorded in his church, but I think he did a great job and a good recording. While I was also on that same site, we came across a song that we both enjoy, not necessarily related to today's message, but my, is it a source of praise to God for us, called Your Grace Still Amazes Me. And both of these resources are available as clicks on your computer that should open up and play. We also have a couple photos up on the site today. One, our very first blooming flower of this spring, a jonquil in our front yard. And also a picture of a tiny nest I saw last Saturday in our backyard that actually is a praying mantis nest. I'm 51 years of age, and I don't think I'd ever, before anybody's pointed out what a praying mantis nest looks like, but I'm looking forward this spring and early summer to watching the little critters come out of that nest. Finally, on today's website, there are a number of additional links for those that want to study more on the issue of creation and scriptural authority. They're all from a site that I happen to appreciate called the Answers in Genesis Ministry. There are two articles on the authority of Scripture. One of them is by a longtime preacher that I have enjoyed. I would assume he's with the Lord now, but I don't know for sure. His name is D. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Also, two very recently written articles titled The Battle for Men's Souls. There's a part one and part two, and it's regard to the tremendous threat that secular science sees to any suggestion of an intelligent designer or a creation. And it's very interesting, their dogmatism on this issue, and some interesting perspective if you care to dig a little deeper today. Well, I serve a risen Savior today, and I serve the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the divine designer, and I hope you do as well. Our blessings to you this beautiful but very windy Tuesday morning in our neck of the woods. Thank you.